I used to be an artist, or I thought I could have been, mixing up vermilion from titanium and red. Shouting down on Telegraph with Mario and Phil, painting in the evenings before crawling into bed. Sometime in the 70s, the scales fell away, dwindling attendance, inspiration running thin. Keeping up the payments on the place in Morro Bay, the moneylenders on me in the Santa Ana wind. I was higher and drier, higher and drier, higher and drier than I'd ever been before. I got into the business just before I got divorced. I found a knack for selling things as long as they weren't mine. The houses on the coastline almost gave themselves away. The ones up in the mountains took a bit more of my time. When the bubble burst, man-made lakes turned into sand. Savings built on real estate and smoke before their eyes. Families moving inland, subprime mortgages in hand. Gambling their fortunes on the Sacramento skies. They were higher and drier, higher and drier, higher and drier than they'd ever been before. Meet me at the bottom of the driveway on the hill. I've got the combination to the lockbox on the door. It's a bungalow with three beds on an acre and a half. There's an unimpeded view of Clear Lake from the second floor. It's been for sale by owner, it's foreclosed on now. No doubt you've read about the recent drought that's made it hard. I have no obligation to tell you why and how, but I see your plates from Michigan, so here are all the cards. This place might still be standing here in 20 years or more, or it could be ashes full of pieces of your lives. They'll sell you quite a policy, premium serve sore. And if you go without, you'll be left more than high and dry. You'll be higher and drier, higher and drier, higher and drier than you've ever been before.